Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Reactions to the withdrawal of Benjamin Griveaux from the Paris municipal elections have been numerous this morning. Shock at the decision by the member of La République En Marche to pull out of the March elections has been increased by the implications around his personal life. Videos of a sexual nature, supposedly including the presence of Mr. Griveaux, have been circulating the internet, along with screenshots of intimate conversations. Mr. Griveaux explained, "A website and social networks have launched vile attacks concerning my private life. My family does not deserve this. No one should ever be subjected to such abuse." His party colleague, Cédric Villani, has made a statement saying that this withdrawal poses a serious threat to our democracy. After 14 days in quarantine for the coronavirus, the 181 people repatriated from China have finally been given the go-ahead to leave the medical centre. The Minister for Health, Agnès Buzyn, is visiting the centre in Carry-le-Rouet today to meet with nursing staff and the newly released patients. Health workers carrying symbolic white roses are taking to the streets again today to decry the shortage of resources in hospitals. It has been almost a year since they first started protesting. Today's march will start at 2 p.m. from Necker Hospital and on to the Pitié-Salpêtrière. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, an agency which logs the world's land and sea temperatures, has declared this January the hottest on record. In 141 years of data, the average temperature last month was 1.14 degrees Celsius above the 20th century average. Unusually warm weather was felt across parts of Canada, Russia and Scandinavia, and even Antarctica has seen a worrying peak in temperatures. And finally, the award ceremony, the Victoire de la Musique, is taking place tonight for the 35th year. Angèle, Philippe Catherine, Nekfeu and Pomme are all favourites at the event, which is being shown this evening at 9:05 on France 2. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.